Hello and welcome to the Host Advantage podcast, where I'm joined once again by John
Up.
and Grant.
Yo.
And I'm Chris. And as you can see, we got a new logo.
Would you look at that?
Keeping it fresh. Stay up to date. So for today's episode, we are going to talk about weapons in video games. And this could range from iconic to silly, to just ones that we feel like are worth mentioning. And I wanted to start off really quick and just get out of the way. Legend of Zelda, Master Sword.
Yeah.
That one is just gonna be on everybody's list. And for every reason it should. It's in basically every Zelda game. And you're not Link unless you have a Master Sword. There are just moments in the game where you're like, I finally got it. Now I'm ready to kick some ass.
I've played a lot of Zelda games, but I couldn't actually think of the name of the sword, and I was like, isn't it called like the Triforce something?
Oof.
And so I'm like, if I can't name it, I don't think it's worth writing down. I'm sure Chris will cover it. He's more of a Nintendo kind of guy anyways.
Got you covered.
Thanks,
I
bro.
love the concept of you just adding Triforce to anything Zelda related. Just like, it must be Triforce, of course.
What's the main character's name? Triforce something? He's green?
Yeah, his
I
name's Zelda,
don't
right?
Oh, some dude with a sword. I don't know. I just have fun, kids.
And he's got those iconic voice lines too.
Yeah.
That awkward moment when you know more about The Legend of Zelda from Smash Brothers than the actual game.
A lot of people are going to be hurt by that statement.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry, but I just had to say it.
Sorry, Chris. I'm in Grant's boat on this one.
All good.
I will say I respect it. Like I love the lore and like yeah, it's great. I will not denounce how great it is. I personally have not played it, so.
And how iconic it is.
Yeah.
One might
Well,
say.
I take that back. I played the original Zelda on the NES like a few times,
Oh,
but
damn.
that was it. Yeah, that's why I was like, no one is gonna remember that.
Yeah, no, not the first game.
No, of course not.
Grant, what about you?
Right. Once again, we just mentioned the NES, so we're going to take it old school to the N64 with everybody's favorite game, GoldenEye. And GoldenEye, Golden Gun. Come on. One shot, one kill. You get one bullet too, so you got to actually really like make sure you get that on point. Because if you don't, you got to do the reload animation and they're just throwing that stuff at you. And I remember correctly, he gave you like two shots. Like you only got two shots on a weapon pickup, so that's iconic. Because like when you got it, you got hype. You were like, blood boiling a little bit. You were ready to go. Like, oh yeah, who's it gonna be?
The pressure of hitting your mark.
Exactly. It added a lot of like fun because it was a challenge, and the repercussions of it were good.
Not to mention you had to do the Z trigger to like really
Oh
turn your
yeah.
character, so that wasn't exactly as user-friendly as it is nowadays with a second stick.
Oh.
And pre-aim assist.
We have all forgotten how hard that was. Like give anybody an N64 controller and say, "All right, you try to aim," and they're just going to be like everyone was day one and just like this. How? What?
How do I hold this controller with three handles?
Yeah, what's the third handle for? Like, what the fuck? How do we make this weapon one shot kill? Oh, just change the material of the weapon itself. Not the caliber. Just make it made out of a malleable metal that's really shiny and it should kill people in one hit. CEO's
Was
like,
also my favorite
brilliant.
part of it. It was also definitely my favorite part of it was that, like, it's N64, so you're not gonna have great graphics. It was just a box. It was literally just a
Yeah.
box and a tube, and that's what it
Yeah.
was.
It was yellow.
Yep.
Yeah, it was
Yep.
very gold, but yeah.
When you said GoldenEye, I thought at first you were going to say the slapper. That's how you settle your disputes.
That's how
Smack
real
it.
men settle their disputes. I didn't think that was like, I mean, I guess it technically qualifies as a weapon, but it's also an appendage, so I don't know. I mean, if that's the case, you could say the melee for any game ever, so I
Doctor, I've
don't
hurt my weapon.
My slapper's not feeling too hot.
My left weapon is giving me a little trouble here.
Grabby and squeezy?
The clamps.
John, what do you got?
All right, so I thought I'd start this one off pretty strong, and I'm hoping that you put this one on your list too. I picked the gravity gun from Half-Life.
Hell yeah, it's on my list.
So, like, I don't think there was any like concept of that weapon before, like, that, like, that's the OG gravity gun, and like there's no anything after that. It's just a copy.
So because this is on my list, I have some research that I did.
Please share.
So this was especially crazy for the time. Let's take you back to 2004 when Half-Life was released. They were making Half-Life at the same time as Valve's Source physics engine. And what better way to demonstrate your new physics engine than to have a gun to manipulate physics?
That's fucking awesome.
And so that was a really clever and cool way to flex it. Mm-hmm. And it really shined. I don't know if you played a lot through Half-Life 2 or beat it for that matter, but there's even a point in the campaign near the end that the gun gets an unexpected boost to the point where it like is glowing blue. Whoa. And it can pull heavier objects, including people. And you are a god with that thing. That was the point where I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I remember it was like, for me, it was like a new concept of, oh, this weapon doesn't have bullets. So what the fuck do I do with it? And then it's like, oh, there's a buzzsaw over there. Might as well just use that. And like, it was so like crisp and like, it didn't feel broken whatsoever. It was just taking your surroundings and using them as weapons. And it's highly efficient whenever you ran out of ammo. And it was just awesome idea for a weapon.
Yeah, and it was really fun because you got it right before you went to Ravenholm, which is like a really terrifying area in Half-Life. And you are with a character and you're being demonstrated the gun. So it's like, oh, look, it's basketball. You can just shoot it at the hoop. How fun. And then you get thrown into this dank, scary, dark area. And then you see zombies that are cut in half with saw blades that are sticking into the wall. And you're like, oh.
Dunk.
Those things were deadly. You can slice them in half and it was great.
Yeah, even the sound effects that came from the weapon was just awesome. I don't know what the technical term is for when you don't pick up a thing but you just kind of like zap it with like a huge force and it's like, and just like launches it, and like just those sound effects are so awesome, so crisp, badass.
I also like the idea of that being like an extremely creative weapon. Like that to me is something that's iconic in itself, because most weapons are simple, like you point, you shoot, done. But I like the idea of like, oh, I can pull this and I can pull that and I can like combine them all together and mass and cause chaos.
So I'm going to keep in with the sword theme, and for the next one I'm going to do Halo, the energy sword.
Yes, I put that one down too.
It was an easy choice. Because man, in Halo Combat Evolved, you didn't have that in Halo Combat Evolved. You got it in Halo 2, right?
Yeah, I think it was more of a Halo 2 pickup than it was. Definitely.
Because I think it was implemented in Halo, but you couldn't use it until the second one. Mm-hmm. And I think
that's what made it badass.
It had infinite ammo, too.
Oh, shit. This was before nerfing.
Before it had the power thing, then it broke.
Yeah.
But, like, the sword is cool because it's basically a lightsaber. It's just a bar that you hold and you fling it and it turns on, and that's what becomes the blade with like these energy spikes. And so just the satisfying like noise when you pull it out.
Yeah, it's like I don't know how I'd even describe that sound. It's like glass shattering but also like fire. Like, it's such a unique sound.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that thing's really hot too, so.
Super hot.
Yeah, light gets pretty hot.
I like that one too, because like two things. When you're playing the campaign, I don't know, whoever programmed it was really good at like sending the sword guy at you when there was about four people shooting at you. So you post up, you start shooting, you'd be like, hey, why is that guy getting close? Oh shit. And then you just start running because you knew that the elite was coming at you with a big sword. And then in multiplayer, the exact same effect. Like, you'd turn a corner and you'd start freaking out because you'd see somebody on the other team with a sword.
Fuck.
You tell the squad, be like, get away, he's got a sword.
Yeah. And then once sword's down, you're just like, all right, sword's over here. Like, I'm not picking it up, but just so you know, it's over here. In the wrong hands, this could do a lot of damage.
That and it's like the main thing in zombies too. So
yeah.
A lot of people have experience using that weapon if they play different multiplayer games.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to miss that weapon if you've played any newer Halo game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And while we're on the subject of Halo, I just wanted to quickly throw in that I included the BR just because that's an iconic Halo weapon. And
hell yeah,
when I put the standard in my head, like, all right, I'd want for listing weapons in this category, I would imagine that there is a 1-to-1 scale replica in some nerd's room, and that should be like the criteria of selecting a weapon. And I can totally, there's obviously like BR replicas in someone's room, so I figured that would fit the criteria well. But
I can swear I've seen a picture of that too, like of that thing in somebody's room, like full scale.
Yeah, BX.
If I saw that gun as a silhouette, I would know exactly what it was.
100%. Yeah, the scope, the little handle thing, and the long barrel with the bullpup design.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
I think, was that another Halo 2 gun? Like, I don't think it was in the original Halo.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when the BXR was born. Oh, man. So, oh, Grant, sure. What about you?
Well, we were talking about Halo. Let's keep talking about Halo. And let's go to the original Halo. And the gun, which I'm pretty sure both of you have, is the original Halo Magnum. The original pistol.
Yeah.
That thing would destroy.
I don't have that on my list, but I don't fault you for having it on your list at all. Because if you didn't not use the pistol, you would lose all the time.
Every time. Yeah. You'd be shooting at someone with the assault rifle, and it'd just be like throwing peanuts at them. Like, take that. And they would just three-shot you with the pistol. I'm like, why does anyone have anything else?
And that's exactly right too. Three headshots and they're dead.
Yeah,
it's over.
And as powerful as that gun is, I would argue it's probably one of the ugliest weapons in the game. It does not look like a pistol. It looks like some like unfinished third grade art project. Mm-hmm. Blocky and ends, ginormous, and it's probably because it takes like 50 caliber bullets into it. But yeah, the thing's a monster.
Even like meleeing with it, you would just like hit somebody and flip it.
Yeah. Just adding some sass to it.
Yeah, a little bit of flair, really over the top.
Oh yeah, you gotta showboat a little bit if you're gonna if you're gonna melee someone with a pistol, showboat a little. Let's do this.
So I'm gonna deviate from a few of the guns and a few of the swords, and go for a PS2 game that I still adore to this day. It's a sticker on my laptop, and the game is Sly Cooper. And it was a Sucker Punch game, the people who did Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, nice.
Way back in the day. And it's Sly's cane, which is his primary weapon. And for those who don't know, Sly's a raccoon that has a cane that's shaped kind of like a question mark. It's a little bit more angled, but it's like has multi-purpose. You use it as a melee weapon. You would use it to fling yourself up walls and scale like ice walls with two of them, like pickaxes. And you like pickpocket people. And there was even like a point in the story where the crew that you've assembled have to retrieve the cane for you. So it like is like really important in like the game's universe as well to like progress into like a huge vault. And like I want that cane on my wall. And it's so simple. It's nothing flashy about it, but the fact that it's just so versatile and it's kind of like, you know, Link's Master Sword. You know, you're not Sly unless you have that thing.
Kind of sounds like a wizard's cane or, you know, something that gives them the power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm probably taking away from it. Sorry, but that's just what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Grant, you want to take this next one?
Nah, you can take the next one. I mean, I'm venturing now into, like, either their real weapons or their kind of, like, silly, like Chris is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the games I've played have like realistic weapons. You know, all the Battlefield games are, these have been in place, and they're not necessarily iconic. They're just more like, hey, this is historical. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm. So, branching away from being historic and accurate whatsoever, I chose the Portal gun from Portal.
is also on my list.
Yes.
Portal was such a strange release because I don't. Was there any like marketing or advertising for it? I don't remember there was any.
Not that I remember.
I definitely didn't hear about it until I played it. Like, I think you told me about it. I think because it came with the orange box.
That's how I played it on 360. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's such a simple like the Portal gun isn't really like, it's not meant for like harm. It's for like versatility or just utility.
Chaos.
Open a portal here and come out the other portal and use it to solve puzzles and, you know, shoot one in the floor, shoot one in the ceiling, infinite movement speed and like constantly falling and
using just, physics momentum.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
Yeah, everybody loves the Portal gun. Like, yeah. I would argue that the blue and orange aesthetic of the portals really stuck into the gaming industry, because like there was a while that you would see blue and orange on all the covers. Like Rocket League comes to mind.
Yeah,
you would just see them as like those striking colors. And there's like I said with the gravity gun, there's a moment in the game that really like cements it as like, this is awesome. Now, at the end of Portal 2,
just
fire that thing right at the moon. That is the coolest
thing. I remember seeing them like a piece of the ceiling like rips away and you see the moon and like your reticle pops up like, oh, I can interact. And my reaction was just like, oh, fuck. And just fire one. And then like you get like a couple seconds of silence. Bing, and then just all this oxygen vacuum just sucks through. Oh, such like fuck the gun. That was just a cool ending in general.
Yeah, Portal 2 is amazing.
Yeah.
Even the design is like, I love how like sciencey and sleek and lab grown it looks too. Mm-hmm. Like the gravity gun is like kind of, yeah, like gravity
gun's like extremely really, aesthetic.
Yeah, it's like gravity gun's like really rugged and like kind of beaten up, and it's like mostly for construction sites to like move big debris. But like this is like, oh, we're testing this. If you step through the portal, you might die.
Aperture science.
Yeah.
Back to you, Chris.
Thank you. So I'm going to go with Final Fantasy VII, the Buster Sword. And this is just an impossibly large sword that somebody...
I actually have seen this.
Yeah, see? And the main character, Cloud, can just whip this thing around like it weighs nothing. Which is ludicrous, because that thing is like made out of steel or something.
It's like Mjolnir.
Yeah, and he can just like swing it around with one arm and spin it like a windmill. And that I remember being like, how does this guy do that? To the point where I think they even kind of implemented like a gag in the remake of Final Fantasy VII that came out a few years ago, or last year, where Cloud swings it over his head to try and strike somebody in like an enclosed area, and he just hits the top of a door frame. And it's like this like quick moment where like, yeah, that thing is stupid huge. Of course he's not going to be so agile and nimble with it.
It's like making fun of themselves. I like it. Wasn't the sword also like this wide, like just absolutely massively wide?
It's wider than him.
All right, yeah, it's
or just like, as wide,
comically wide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, that's fun though. That sounds fun. That sounds like a good thing to add into a game, just for not for shock value, but just to be like kind of a little bit silly and have fun with it, but also be serious.
Yeah, it's anime as shit. Like, if you watch any current fighting anime, you'll see somebody with a big ass sword.
Well, the only other suggestion or the only other thing I have is again from GoldenEye. And I can't remember if this was a cheat code thing or not, because, you know, this is in the golden era of cheats. And it was the laser. Because I don't know if anyone remembers, there was a laser in that game, and it was fantastic. Really?
Yeah.
It was very generic. Yeah, it was like this kind of silver gray thing, and there was like a gate on the front. It looked like a fence gate. It was kind of weird. But why it was iconic was because I believe it was only a pickup, as everything was in that game, and it was infinite ammo. Many other things didn't have infinite ammo, but that was like, you just hold down the trigger, just start shooting around, just whoever jumps in the way. And it made the coolest sound too. It was like this It was like a better version of a silent sniper rifle in a modern game, like sound. It was just like sound. Yeah, but it was cooler.
Mm-hmm. I remember there was the gadget. There was like a laser watch. I thought that's what you were trying to say, but I don't remember a weapon that you would like actually hold and use to kill people with.
Yeah, see, the laser watch wasn't like an actual like weapon per se. It was mostly used to like get you out of situations, because like you could use it against other people, but it's just like you had to get, it's basically melee at that point. You had to get right close up to the guy, like, and it also had ammo, so it was like, okay, I've lost all my power.
Oh yeah, that has ammo.
Yeah, like, right, like this has ammo, but like laser, no problem, you can carry it.
It's those lithium batteries, bro.
And then when you're done, it just explodes in your hand, you know, normal stuff.
So the next one that I chose was, it's from Doom. It's called the BFG.
I wonder what that stands for.
Exactly. They obviously don't call it the big fucking gun, but mm-hmm. everyone knows that's what it's called. Even if you don't play Doom, which I know all three of us don't really play Doom that much. I've played, you know, Eternal and 2016 Doom a little bit. But everyone knows what the BFG is, and it's mm-hmm. it does exactly what you'd think it would. You fire it into a room, it just kills fucking everything. It just completely lays out everybody, and it's of course has limited ammo. You get pickups every once in a while, but just fires like a giant. I don't know how it was in the original Doom, but in the most recent ones, it just fires like a green orb into the room, and just like lasers come out of the orb and just like delete everything it touches. Hell yeah. And just blows up. It's Dang. Super satisfying. Your graphics card probably hates when you use it. That's when the fans
one weird above. Trick. Your graphics card hates it.
I could just imagine that happening too, with just like heavy metal playing over it. Like I assume every Doom is.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Doom is like the epitome of heavy metal.
It's metal as fuck.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like Doom guy just has like Metallica or something playing in his head 24/7 or something. Probably much more violent than Metallica. Mm-hmm. Metallica's probably pretty tame when it comes to Doom murdering yeah. music. But you know what I mean.
Anything with a double bass really works fine.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to tap into a gun that I think, John, you'll have on your list. But I think now's a good time to use this one. Gears of War, the Lancer. Yes.
There it is. I was so couple. Expecting John to say this number one. I don't know why.
I had a couple from Gears of War.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll put that on top later.
Right on. But yeah, like an assault rifle with a chainsaw. Amazing. A match made in heaven. It is exactly. peanut butter and jelly.
Really? It's such a badass idea.
It's so... like Gears obviously is a very gruesome and just everybody's full of jelly and just explodes everywhere. And just to be able to cut somebody in half. And even, like, I think in the second one, they implemented the duels where you'd have mm-hmm. to mash the button to win. Mm-hmm. Like, that is so much fun.
So cool.
And also caused a lot of anger because oh, yeah. you're a better masher than I am, John. So I would always get upset if we ever got paired on the opposite team.
I run into battle with the chainsaw. such a cool idea. Mm-hmm. But to add... two Gears of War. I included the torque bow, which is just like just the words alone, a torque bow, like that's just so cool. It just charges up and fires a bolt that, you know, impales somebody, and then after a second of them going "oh fuck," they just blow up because you have that split second of where the, you know, the bolt is in you, can kind of see sparks coming out of it, and then you blow up. But like torque bow, what a cool name for a gun. While we're on cool names for guns, I chose the Hammer of Dawn as well.
It's yeah.
So fucking cool. Ooh. It's just like, it's not actually like a gun. It's just a targeting laser. Mm-hmm. There's no like clip. There's no magazine. There's no nothing. You just aim, the lasers come down and just blow the fuck up like an orbital strike. It's fucking super cool. Like nerdgasm. It's awesome. And just the fact that it's called the Hammer of Dawn.
Mm-hmm. The sunlight is Bravo. Just gonna Amazing. Smash.
Yeah. I love it so much. They really nailed the naming scheme for weapons in Gears of War.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate them.
I kind of thought of just now, like, a lot of people don't think of it as a weapon, but it definitely is. In Red Dead Redemption 1 and 2, you have a rope. So that's kind of a lot of, you know, you can do a lot with that, you know?
Okay.
I'm just going to add that dude on the horse over there. You're mine now. You're getting dragged. Like, that's a good weapon.
Tie him up. Put him on the train tracks. Boom.
Right?
The only achievement that I can think of that's named after my gamer tag.
That's right.
Yeah, I actually had a lot of fun with the rope in that game. I didn't really play the second one very much, but I just remember just dragging your bounties as you're riding your horse, and they're just getting road rash on the dirt.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, you could also tie them up and put them on the horse, but apparently Chris was the other way.
They murdered people. Peace is not on the table.
Yeah.
And, it's been a bit...
Go ahead.
It's been a minute since I played as well, but I think also remember you could like rope animals, which was even better because like once you've kind of mastered or had enough fun with like the actual guns, it's like, you know, why don't I just rope that, like, see what happens.
I'll take the next one. I think this one is we can all relate to this weapon. Mario Kart, the blue shell.
Nice.
Is what I think Mario Kart. A lot. So the blue shell specifically targets the person in first place and just dive bombs and just takes them down for a few seconds. And I was always a fan of Double Dash's blue shell because that one had the wings. Mm-hmm. And it kind of made more sense as to why it would like soar around. But I know in previous games, like the 64, it was like a spiked blue shell that would roll across the ground and would take out other cars in front of you as it makes its way to the front. So it's more powerful. And so if you're like in last place, it could really turn the tide.
Yeah, that the blue shell is definitely like the most rage-inducing item in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And like, especially if like it's a close game, because in Double Dash, if you're in like last place and you throw a blue shell, and let's say players 1, 2, and 3 are like pretty close to each other, it blows up. And so if they hit that explosion, they'll spin out too. So people in like 4th, 5th, and 6th can move past them and go for the comeback.
Or the really fun time when you're in first place, you get hit with a blue shell once, you get sent to third, and then you got hit with another blue shell because somebody else threw it at you before you were knocked down. So you get knocked down to like 6th place.
Yeah. That tradition is, it's started by the blue shell, and then everything else, like getting slammed and thrown off the cliff, and you gotta respawn, dude's fish pick you up and drop you off from his cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Put you in last place. It's awesome, fun time.
Rage inducing is appropriate for that one.
Absolutely.
It's where friendships end. Mm. That and Mario Party.
It definitely Mario Party, you assholes.
So the next one that I chose was the Hidden Blade from Assassin's Creed.
Oh, nice. Good one.
Yeah. Solid.
I figured a lot of the weapons, maybe not a lot of them, but a good amount of the weapons that I chose tonight were, again, based off of those games that we, you know, for nostalgic reasons, I just think about those. And just the Hidden Blade was just such a cool item where it's like, oh, you don't have to actually take it out. It's part of your hand, and it retracts and, like, comes out and stuff. And this is, like, I don't know, in the first Assassin's Creed, I think it was, like, in the 1600s or something. It was a long time ago.
I think it was earlier than that.
It was a long time ago. And just having, like, oh, we can't have, like, you know, lasers and guns and shit, well, we can have this blade that retracts and hides in your hand, and all you gotta do is like poke somebody in the back and just walk away, pretend like you're praying. It was awesome.
Ooh, don't hide me.
Hide in a crowd or like a hay bale.
Ooh.
Yeah, just kind of sitting there.
Where did he go?
Oh, well, put the swords away, leave the body there, and just go back to their patrols.
I was like, I actually like the Hidden Blade too, because it's extremely realistic for that scenario. Like, you know, what's an assassin going to have? Like, a big-ass sword? Like, no, he's going to have something very hidden and very, like, easy to conceal and still gets the job done.
So the first Assassin's Creed took place in the Third Crusade in the Holy Land in 1191.
Okay, I was 500 years off.
You know, just half a century.
And then, of course, when in the sequel, you had 2 hidden blades.
Yeah.
Because what's better than one?
What's better than 2 hidden blades? 2 hidden hook blades.
Oh, I crap on the hook blade.
Now you can jump higher and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Zip wanks.
But, yeah. Oh, that was awesome. But even before the hook blades, this was before hook blades. And this was actually revealed in one of the trailers. I think it was Assassin's Creed 2. Or maybe it was Brotherhood. I'm not sure. But, like, he was going to go assassinate a guy, but he was, like, kind of being baited out because there was like guards waiting around the corner, and so he just like, and just boom, he's got a hidden gun now. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the second one in the Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Brotherhood. Yeah,
And just like double assassinating somebody was really awesome too. Because, like, God, the second one just improved on the first one in every way.
What's funny is that I started playing the second one, so I thought it was great because it was so much of, I guess not a better game, but like there was so much expansion there that I was like, hey, this is great. Like,
And it's also like the Hidden Blade is a weapon that just like kind of defines the whole game franchise.
yeah, stealth,
Like,
but now it's Valhalla and Vikings and axes and war
guerrilla
cries.
warfare,
Yeah. Wasn't
assassin
there boats
stuff.
at one point too? Like, how is an assassin gonna like kill someone on another boat? Like, that seems weird.
Black flag, just fire the
You've,
cannons.
yeah, exactly
Just like,
right.
that's not really assassinating someone, it's just pirates.
Yeah, but if I have a long ass sword and they're important, that's an assassination, right?
I just kind of like put a pike out and just like get closer and just poke.
Poke. Requiescat in pace, bitch.
Bitch.
I have a very unconventional blade. Wouldn't even call it a blade, but Kingdom Hearts, the key blade.
Nice.
I don't know if any of you have seen this, but it is just a long ass key that is kind of sword shaped. I fucking love it.
I've only seen it because it's hanging in your bedroom at your
Fuck
dad's
yeah,
house.
I had a.
Oh.
Yeah, I owned wall scrolls. What up?
Fuck with
I love
me.
how the whole premise of this was like, a weapon that somebody would have in their room, and Chris has one of the weapons in his room. That's just
I fucked
fantastic.
around.
I would love to have a
Yeah.
one-to-one scale replica of this shit.
Oh, shit.
And I'm specifically talking about the OG Kingdom Keyblade because when you go through like each world or beat it, you'll get like that world's version of the Keyblade. So you constantly like change and alter. Like this one's better in magic, this one's better in defense, this one's better in attack speed. But like the OG is simplest, easy, iconic. And I still want one.
Birthday
Put it on the
present.
birthday list. Yep.
Yeah.
And yes, it does unlock doors.
Oh, thank God.
Neat. Wait, if it's really long though, like that seems impractical.
It unlocks doors.
Can it kill people
It can kill the darkness.
though? Ooh.
Ooh, that sounds way more edgy than it should.
If Kingdom Hearts is one thing, edgy. John, what do you have next?
Well,
So I picked a weapon that I'm sure we could all relate to because we've all used it before. I chose the Super Smash Brothers hammer
hell yeah.
because we all
Oh.
know that jingle. Do 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 do
Oh,
do
as soon
do
as it
do do
came
do.
out, man.
It as soon as you pick it up, it takes over like any soundtrack that's playing over the game, and like you just go into this back-breaking animation where you're just swinging this hammer around, and like everyone's just like, get the fuck away from him because he's about to send you off the screen. And I don't know if it was implemented in Melee or later games, but there's a small chance where the actual metal block at the end will fly off, and you're just vulnerable at this point because you have no smashing power, and so that just leaves you open to just get destroyed by anybody else because now you can't even defend yourself because you're stuck in this back-breaking animation.
Yeah, and the second one, the head would come off, and then the stick, you would still be swinging, and you can't do anything about it except for jump. And the stick does not do any damage. So then they can pick up the hammerhead and throw it at you.
It's
So
like
many times I tried to hit people with that stick. Just so many times, like, this will do something, right?
you get 1 second of confidence where your confidence skyrockets, and then immediately you're just like, I'm gonna get dogpiled by everybody else in this game now.
Bonk.
That's some nice confidence you have there. It was a shame if somebody stole your hammer. Yoink.
Grant, did you have any more you wanted to mention?
I've been really thinking about it. Not really. Once again, I have the silly one, so I'm waiting for that. That's got a couple of those up my sleeve.
So I've got a silly. My remaining ones are silly. So if you wanted to,
Then
oh, if...
I still have a few serious ones
go for
if
it.
I can throw those away. So Chris, I'm a little surprised you didn't mention this one because I know this game has a special place in your heart. I chose Samus's arm cannon.
Oh shit, that's a good
Ooh.
one.
Shame on you, sir.
That's a good one. Oh.
I mean, I mean, if you want to take away the rest, you probably know more than I do. I just know it fires and has a grappling hook.
Yeah,
and
missiles sometimes. The grappling hook, it has missiles, super missiles, which do much more damage. You can charge up the beam and fire it. You can just do little rapid fire bursts. I don't think I thought of it as a weapon because I just associate it as like the suit itself, not so much as like an individual item. So that's going to be my excuse as to why I didn't put this on my list.
Okay.
It's like you don't consider Iron Man's suit a weapon. You consider the stuff in it a weapon.
We don't have to talk about
it. Just shut the fuck up.
What? It's a relating kind of thing. I don't know. I don't know shit. I'm just a dude with a rocket launcher, man.
Good save on that one.
Yeah.
Metroid Prime, I think, was one of the first-person shooters that I played, actually, because that was on the GameCube. That was a while ago. And, let's see, that was around Xbox times, but I don't know if I played Combat Evolved until after Metroid Prime. So I think it's safe to say Metroid Prime was my first-person shooter.
What an honor.
Yeah.
Wow. You know,
now that I think about it, half a second later, I played GoldenEye.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that in the back of my mind, but I'm like, you know what, let's let him have this. So let him have this little moment. There's no way to get down the other side of the wall. Maybe a rope.
The words come out faster than the gears in my head turn.
Yeah, dude, Facility's a great map. The Golden Gun's pretty great.
We literally talked about it earlier. Whatever, I don't care. Oh, man. I'm just going to roll into my next one. The next one that I chose, and you mentioned Bioshock earlier, and while I didn't choose the wrench, I chose Plasmids/Vigors. I just thought those were a really cool concept that you drink, which, by the way, spoiler, I wore my spoiler on my shirt today. Nice. Drinking Electrobolt, and you got lightning at your fingertips, and don't be adult, use Electrobolt. Like, and then the Vigors from Bioshock Infinite, where, you know, you drink Bucking Bronco, and now you can, like, uproot the earth and send people flying in the air, and it's basically just superpowers in a bottle.
Send crows at people.
Yeah. Zap them and whack them. The 1-2 punch.
1-2 punch. I love how, like, gruesome it was when you first inject yourself with the plasmid in Bioshock 1.
Yep.
Like, it is not a good experience. It looks very painful. You collapse out of just the sheer shock and pain of it.
It's rewriting your genetic code, and your guy's just like, oh, is that a railing over there? I'm just going to go take a dive over that. Yeah, it was. And then after the first one, you're just like, oh, I can take all the drugs in the world now. Like, he just injects it, and you're like, good to go. This is incinerate. Fire at your fingertips.
Yeah, your body's got this. So, next.
And I love, like, this the 50s/60s advertising, like the art of it, where it's like, you know, like a match, and it's got like that old style art, where it just looks really like retro, and, you know, like the hand is very awesome and whatnot.
Very Fallout.
Yeah.
True.
But yeah, I gotta pay homage to one of my favorite games.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I never really thought of that as a weapon, but you're totally right. Mm-hmm. Like,
so the last one that I chose for, like, a serious weapon was the plasma cutter from Dead Space. Because across all three games, that plasma cutter is, like, super strong. And, like, while you do unlock anywhere between, like, 6 to 12 weapons, depending on how you explore and what you spend your credits on, most people, I would say, keep the plasma cutter their entire playthrough. Because, sure, you get the pulse rifle and, you know, a flamethrower, but the plasma cutter is just, like, such a solid pistol that you can just change the direction if you want it to be vertical or horizontal. That just cuts off limbs, and that's all the game is about, is just dismemberment. Like, you don't need headshots, obviously. You just got to go for the arms, and what better way than just sending a line of plasma to just cut something off? And it's super strong. Super, super strong.
And that's your first weapon, too.
Yeah.
So it starts off really strong. Plus, I think it was in the first one. That's an achievement to beat the game with just the plasma cutter.
Oh, shit.
So they knew that, like, hey, this gun is all you need.
Yeah. And it's not even meant as a weapon. It's supposed to be like an engineering tool for cutting things. And, like, in the second one, I remember you're, like, watching a dude, like, get an operation done. And, like, the plasma cutter is like a weapon in the ceiling, like, doing the operation. And, like, after he dies, you, like, go and get it. And you're like, all right, I'm going to use this. This is familiar.
Thanks. And to add to the iconicness of that, like as soon as you said Dead Space and weapons, I immediately thought of that, even though I've only like watched you play Dead Space a couple times. I was like, oh yeah, it's the gun that like makes the like line thing, and then you mentioned it. I was like, oh shit, that's it. That's the one.
Shout out JDon Channel.
Every episode will have a shout out to JDon.
Even though there's no links or anything.
At JDon. Yeah. At Jen the influencer.
So I'm going to transition from this iconic business over to the silly side. Oh. And I can't think of a better game that has a wide assortment of weapons than the Ratchet & Clank franchise, which, if you haven't played it, Insomniac Games, most recently known for their Spider-Man games, and they did Resistance as well. Hmm. And they have the most unique weapon ideas out of like any game that I can think of right now. And the silly ones, there's one in each game, at least in the original trilogy. In Ratchet and Clank, you've got the Morpho Ray, which turns enemies into chickens. In the second one, Ratchet and Clank Going Commando, you have the Sheepinator, which turns enemies into sheep. And if you level it up, it'll be the Black Sheepinator, which turns them into black sheep that'll hop towards enemies and explode.
Oh, shit.
And in the third Ratchet and Clank game, Up Your Arsenal, you have the Quacko Blitzer, which Holy turns shit. Enemies into ducks, and when you fully upgrade that, then one of the ducks you make follows you, and it's like this fiery phoenix with like long teeth, and it'll kind of like hone in on enemies and fly towards them and through them, and they'll blow up.
Fuck. What was that? That's amazing.
One? The Quacko Blitzer.
Quacko Blitzer.
Quacko Blitzer.
It's like the Glurtle Skletch.
Glurtle Skletch.
Glurtle Skletch. That's amazing.
Now I wish I'd played this game. That sounds lit.
Yeah, they're fucking great.
Aren't they working on another one?
Yeah, Rift Apart. It's going to be PlayStation 5.
If you can get one. Good luck.
Good luck.
Hopefully we can look back at this episode in like, I don't know, a year and be like, man, I remember when those times were rough getting consoles, 3090s and
Endgame,
all that cash.
The Avengers Endgame new 5 years later, they're still playing a PlayStation 4 because they couldn't buy a PlayStation 5 to play Fortnite on.
Grant, what about you?
All right, so this is a game that I doubt will ever get mentioned again, but here we are. Mercenaries for the Xbox. Right? Very entertaining. Very entertaining game. Once you've played to a certain point, you get to unlock what's called a cheat weapons drop, which is worth it. Just buy as many as you can. It comes with like three weapons, and the two that I remember, one of them is called a Street Sweeper. It's essentially like an A10 cannon, but like you get like 300 rounds per clip, and you get like two or three clips. And all you do is just kind of like go, and it goes through everything. It'll go through people. It'll go through buildings. It's very satisfying to just lay it down and just be that guy for a few minutes. Cost you so much money.
The genocide guy.
Yeah, you know. Well, it was supposed to be for enemies, but like when you were me and you had like $9 million and you're like, how do I spend all of this? Well,
there's no more enemies left. Might as well make some more.
That's essentially what happened.
It's a very dangerous combination to be rich and bored.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. If video games taught me anything, it's that. And if I was going to add to that, just to kind of be done with it, the second one that I remember that came in the drop was the Mobile Airstrike.
That's what it was called.
Yeah, I was like, I know John's going to remember this one.
Remember you showed me that.
Oh, locked on to anything if it was like an enemy vehicle. And all you had to do was just kind of like, I don't like that area right there. And you'd shoot this rocket launcher. It was just a regular rocket launcher. You know, maybe this big around. The missile that came out of it was like this big around. It was
fucking missile, like ginormous.
It was an airstrike.
It just spawned and it was immediately bigger than the person even firing it.
It was just great because it was like, I don't like that area. And it just would flatten the area.
Yeah, didn't it level buildings? Wasn't there like levolution in that game?
Yeah, there was some like basic levolution. So you could just raise this town, just completely take it down.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And like the one detail I loved about the levolution that was just made it so much more chaotic was you would destroy all the buildings, and there would still be cars like coming in. Like people would still come into the destruction and like, all right, I guess you're going down too.
The GPS says to drive down this road. I have no other choice. But that was like my only memory of you playing Mercenaries at your place on the Xbox was like, hey, you see this base over here? And you just target it and then it'd be gone.
Just gone.
And then I remember when Grant would purchase like anything, his bank account would move like one digit because it's like this fucking long. And then he like buys one thing. It's like, dink.
Like that was $500,000. Dink.
Yep.
I did tell you, like, this is kind of really random, but I did tell you it took me one night, like, 5 or 6 hours to spend all my money, right? Oh my God. Like, that was my goal.
Jesus.
I remember you telling me that.
It was a marathon. I wouldn't suggest it.
I thought you were going to say this. It was America.
Like, I mean, it was very America, too.
I don't like that area. I'm just going to airstrike it.
Just, go ahead.
Back to you, Christopher.
So this is my last one on my list. Mm-hmm. And John, I'm glad you mentioned Dead Space because for my last silly weapon, I chose Dead Space 2, the hand cannon, also known as the red foam finger.
Oh, the finger. Yes. I was going to mention that, but I was like,
were you really?
Yeah. Cause it was just like, what am I going to say about it? It's just, it does a trillion damage and you go pew, 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 pew. You can take down those giant brute guys in like 3 hits.
Bang, bang, pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, bang, bang.
Which is great because like your main character okay, so Grant, for context, you are in a survival horror video game.
Right, I'm familiar with Dead Space.
Death and destruction and bleakness all around you. No hope. Body horror. You just have a red foam finger like you would use at a sporting event.
Woo, go!
And that is your gun. And you would just like, bang, bang. Pew, pew, pew. There was no reticle. There was no ammo.
Because sounds like you didn't need one.
But it was the strongest weapon in the game.
You fire one round at somebody, all their limbs go flying off.
They literally explode.
They just explode.
If you aim it correctly, which it's kind of tough to at people from a distance, they just disintegrate.
That's amazing. And I hope that's something that came like later in the game as you were playing it. Like once you got used to the death and despair and all that stuff, then all of a sudden out of nowhere, there's just like, pew, 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 have some fun. Yay.
You actually can only unlock that weapon once you beat hardcore mode, which you can only unlock after you play hard mode, which you can only unlock after you beat the game once. Oh, so you have to go through at least two playthroughs, if that made sense.
I'll watch a YouTube video. Like, I'm not about to go through 20, 40 hours of campaign jump scares, heart attacks for a foam finger.
There was literally a video with somebody demonstrating it, and he just destroys a mini boss, and Isaac's like, shit, that was scary.
Seconds earlier, pew, pew, bang, bang. Mm-hmm. Limbs just...
You got any silly ones, John?
Yeah, so the last one on my list, and this is purely a personal reason, and Grant, I'm sure you'll appreciate, I did the M320 smoke. Like,
oh, yes, that was my next
one. Again, not even a weapon, but we made it one.
we made it feared is what we did.
Grant, we didn't make a weapon,
we made fear.
How many service stars did you have on that shit? Six.
So this is six as of like 2016. So it's probably like 11 now.
I mean, it could be more than six.
If we go across like Battlefield 4 as well, with like, if we throw in the flashbang.
Yeah, combined total.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, let's just say there's a lot of service stars. More than I'd want to brag about.
More than seems practical. More than like, do you really have a life? You know, kind of
Are level. You employed right now? Like, do you need to see a counselor?
I would probably be a shit bucket if I didn't use the smoke as much as I did. Like, for every smoke kill, you died probably 5 to 10 times. And you didn't care, because it was like, I got the smoke, like, you're a tryhard. such a perfect non-weapon. Those are my favorite. That's why I like the silly stuff, because, like, I like non-weapons. Like, let me have some fun screwing around with something else.
This guy just came in with a repair tool?
Yeah.
Or an EMP right? Bot? Like,
oh, it's my favorite.
Wally just killed him.
I can throw this Quacker grenade from Crackdown 2 at somebody and just blow up the building.
Maximum chaos and silliness. That's, you know, need more ridiculous in your life.
Anybody got any more?
I'm spent. I feel pretty good.
Grant?
No, I feel pretty spent. I mean, I could add like I mean, we haven't talked about Call of Duty, and I know the most iconic thing there, at least for silliness, is the or at least overpoweringness, is the dual akimbos that, like,
yeah,
you would just see someone running around with and just like dome shots left, yep, and right.
1887s, model 1887s. They reloaded it Terminator style, where you just
yeah.
I thought you were actually going to say the ray gun, which I totally forgot about.
Oh shit! Yeah, the ray gun.
From, bro, please, I have ray gun.
Yeah, exclusive to zombies, actually. Yeah, when I was going through my checklist, I was thinking about putting the grenade launcher from Modern Warfare, just because it was like so spammy and just so fucking annoying. Or maybe even like the intervention from Modern Warfare 2, because you can't have a montage parody without a quick scope from the intervention. Like, that's standard.
Oh, beer, 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 beer.
Doritos, pit markers.
And the javelin, which was broken for a little bit of time. Javelin Dom.
I loved javelin.
That's
Grant and I. Sorry, the Joker. We couldn't get the rights to javelin.
Yeah, because like defense companies are very litigious. Like, come on, guys, it's a game. It's only game. Why you have to be mad? Without Battlefield, we wouldn't be as close as we are, guys.
It's true. 6 stars is a lot.
Goddamn right it is. I earned every single one of those kills.
It's funny because, like, you'd think that, like, I probably have like half of what you have. I probably don't even have a quarter of what you have, because you use the smoke like a lot, like, a lot more than I think you would. Because, like, I'd get bored at some point using the smokes, and I'd, like, you know, pick up an M16. But you'd like start and stop a match with smokes.
This is like, well, Metro with like 1600 tickets.
Oh yeah, this is like a 2-hour dedication of smokes, like 100 plus kills, just a lot of deaths. Xbox.
And crazy. I wouldn't be at the bottom, though. It's weird that you wouldn't be at the bottom of the leaderboard. You'd be kind of in the middle of the. But you got to remember, you got to understand it from my perspective. Like, you know, it's 1600 tickets. You're going to be in this game for like an hour and a half, or maybe an hour. And, mm-hmm, and you spend maybe the first like 10 minutes or so just like, yeah, let's, you know, LMG and guns and stuff. Then after a while, like, everyone else is doing that shit. Like, we're holding the position. Like, it's fine. Let's have a little fun. And then you just kind of, you know, you want to do something different. Just like, everyone else is doing the hard part. Like, they're winning the war. Let's go have some fun.
Guys, look at us. We're lingering on Battlefield 3 again.
Oh, wow. Surprising.
For those of you who hated us, we're talking about Battlefield last podcast.
We listened.
Come to the wrong podcast.
We
again.
Listened and we don't care.
We hear you, but we're still going to do our own shit.
We hear you.
Crickets.
Your comments have been taken into consideration. That's it.
So you're going on break? Thank you all for watching. Thank you for listening to us ramble about what we thought were iconic, silly, fun weapons. If you have any, leave us a comment below. Tell us what you think.
And tell us why you still
need to start that shit over. I was going to say, tell us what you think is the weapon. And I was just like, you think. Dial up.
I want to keep that so bad.
Just the you gotta have that, but then edit in like the Windows XP like closing sound.
I like that. I want to keep that so bad.
If you can make it tasteful, I'll allow it. But boy, I don't like it.
It's just funny.
So thank you all for watching. Thank you for listening to three of us ramble on about weapons that we really like. If you have any weapons that we missed or that you really like, leave it in the comments below. Let us know what you think. And anything else we wanted to mention?
Tell us why you hate Battlefield so much.
We'll consider your comments. But yeah, we appreciate you guys if you made it this far into the episode. Of course, we have other episodes where we talk about trailers and maps and some news bits here and there. If you want to check those out, you're more than welcome to, obviously. You can find us on Twitter. You can listen to our podcast anywhere on where you listen to podcasts. Of course, we're going to be uploading this video to YouTube and then take the audio from it and put it on our podcast feed. If you have any feedback, let us know. Always listening, reading every single comment, because it's usually like one, maybe two, saying, good job, son. Proud of you.
Tell us how much you like our new logo.
Yeah, tell us how much how badass the logo is. This is pretty dope. Yeah, right here. Right.
Triple point. Let's go, all of us. Boom. Come on. Bang.
Moment. Hell yeah.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
Peace out.
See ya.